Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. And the reason we call him, we're not selling anything, or we're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Judith Garba, please?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, include print? Okay, that you said no, right? Okay.
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
I'm registered independent.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Yes, I will.
Would that be a definitely or just probably?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
79.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. Okay, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, independent. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
What are the choices there?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, okay. Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, I'm thinking about the issue, you know, the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two choices, okay? First one will be combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or the last one, border security?
Number one, border security.
Okay.
Let me see. You said something about the democracy, protecting democracy or something.
Combating threats to our democracy, the first one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the second one. And let's see, probably third would be the economy.
Okay, well, they only let me pick
inflation.
Two choices, okay?
Inflation.
So be the only, they only allow me two choices, okay? So be combating threats to our democracy,
okay.
Yes, and border security. Or you wanna change one?
No. I don't want to. I thought it was three.
Just two. Okay.
Just the two.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some, you know, people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, or organization, just please say so, okay? The first one would be Marie Glusenkamp Perez from 0 to 100.
Oh, okay. 50.
50. Okay, Joe Kent.
Yeah, 70.
70? Okay, Donald Trump.
100.
100. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay, Dave Reichert.
Riker?
Yes.
0.
0. Bob Ferguson.
Not too sure I know him either. I'll put 0.
0. And Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes, ma'am.
What? I'm supposed to rate them?
Yes, from 0 to 100. What are you feeling?
Oh, okay. 75.
75, and then Democrats in Congress?
Probably about a 50.
50, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay, would that be, Donald Trump? Okay, and if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I think I might go with Kent.
Okay, so Joe Kent, okay. All right, yeah. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Maybe a slight chance.
A slight chance. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all. 5 if you don't think it's somewhat important, okay? And 10 if you don't think it's extremely important, okay? Quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. Would that be not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Yeah, I say about, so you're saying they would be also a working class person?
Yes.
Or they would relate to that?
Well,
okay,
you want for them to have that quality, you know, or attribute.
Yeah, I see. Okay, sure, yeah. Okay, so about an 8.
8. Okay, the other one said a moderate who will oppose extremists from, you know, from the left and from the right.
I think of 10.
10, okay. All right, as someone who puts doing what's right about politics.
10.
10. Someone who will stand up, you know, to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
Yeah, that's such a tricky one. I think I'm going to go with a 7.
7. Okay. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
Yeah, it's a 10.
And a leader who is a, you know, workhorse, not a show horse.
Yes, 10, for 10. Sure.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glossing Camp Paris. Okay, please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glossing Camp Paris in Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support her for Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Marie Glossing Camp Paris is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan politics games, political games. Marie has broken with the Democrats, you know, Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress rather than voting, you know, the party line. She voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best, you know, for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such an independence is, you know, refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party? Would that say it's not, you know, convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion, ma'am?
8.
Okay. In February of 2020, Marie Glossing Camp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. Okay, she was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of, you know, losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get, you know, a care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies. Period. And we, you know, can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who want to make women decisions for them. Would that say it's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in your opinion?
Very convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10, ma'am?
8.
About 8, okay. All right, Marie Glossing Camp Perez shows up, you know, she listens to our community and takes her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the, you know, $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored, you know, bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's, you know, a different kind of leader. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing, a 10.
A 10. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress, you know, in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democratic Marie Glossing Camp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'm still very undecided about that. So whatever number that means, maybe the middle,
50%. Because on this one, I don't have a percentage. It's only because I'm asking you again the same question, right? So it's Marie Glossing Camp Perez or Joe Kent?
So I have to choose, huh? Well,
yes, ma'am.
I might. Okay. I'm undecided.
Okay, undecided. Okay, but if you had to lean towards, like I said, lean towards one of them, you know, would that be Marie Glossing Camp Perez or Joe Kent? As right now.
Yeah, maybe still Joe Kemp.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple of statements. I'm going to read you a couple of statements about Joe Kent. Okay, now I'm going to read you some concerns that some people have raised about, you know, one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about another candidate. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting your can for Congress. Five gives you some doubts, and zero means it doesn't give you any doubts, okay, about supporting your can for Congress, but you can use any number. The first one said, you know, we can't trust your can to put up what's, you know, what's best for working families above a big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead, you know, of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which, you know, wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that give you no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubts from 0 to 10?
Some doubts.
Some doubts. Okay. What number would that be? From 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. Say 40%. Or 4.
4?
5,
4.
4.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And the other one says, okay, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when, you know, to have a children, have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Would that give you no doubts at all about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts?
On that one, I would have to have serious doubts.
Okay, serious doubts. That'll be number, what number from 0 to 10?
I'll say 7.
7. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress? Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, ma'am, and given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, okay, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just in a few words, if you can tell me that.
Yeah, probably his about the abortion stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would not support him because of the abortion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this down real quick. Because abortion issues?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Graduate.
Would that be a bachelor's degree?
Oh, yes, I have bachelor's degree and part of a master's.
Okay, so be postgraduate, right?
Yeah, postgrad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right, man, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children, okay? And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever?
Every week, pretty much every week.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, and thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.